This is Mohammed Nasser, Moishu MPD, ISS ER, dictating for Dr. Meher Elder. Date of service is January 24, 2013. Patient name is Henry Ramses. Such H E N R Y space R A N S E Y. Date of birth is 7/10/1974. Primary care physician, please cut and paste primary care physician page one off note of December 4, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, even for visit, follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, I have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Ramsey in a cardiologic clinic today. As you well know, he is a very pleasant 38-year-old male, the African-American gentleman with the best medical health history, significant of hypertension and severe aortic insufficiency. He's in our clinic today for a follow-up visit. On today's visit, patient states that he's doing relatively okay. However, he is still complaining of episodes of chest pain with exertion. That's been going on for the past 2 days. He also complains of chest pain at rest. The patient describes the pain during exertion as dull and pressure-like, and the patient describes the pain at rest as sharp. Sharp and stabbing. Period. The pain comes and goes, and it's not continuous. Also states that when he has the pain at rest, sitting up helps. Patient denies any jaw pain, diaphoresis, or left arm pain. Patient states that he had an episode of dizziness 2 days ago, stating that it lasted 10 to 15 minutes. He states that the room was spinning and he felt like that he had to sit down for a few minutes for the dizziness to go away.
Sure. It's right here. What?
Patients also.
She's getting a cat procedure, right? Okay, her daughter wants to know why.
Voila. Patient is also left heart cath done on
December 7, 2012. One's gonna happen for fun because she has a positive stress test, and she also.
Period.
And you want to
great next paragraph, best medical history, one hypertension, next number severe aortic regurgitation, next number valvular heart disease, next number aortic insufficiency. Period, next paragraph, best surgical history, history of hernia repair and knee surgery. Period, patient is a post-left heart catheterization. Done on December 7, 2012. Period. Next paragraph. Social history. Patient states that he's an active smoker. Smoking for the last 23 years. Patient says he currently smokes 5 to 10 cigarettes a day. Period. He states that he drinks alcohol occasionally and denies any illicit drug use. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Significant for coronary disease in his mother and hypertension in both mother and father. Period. Next paragraph. Allergy. Patient has no known drug allergies. Next paragraph. Current medications. One. Naproxen. ENALAPRO. RIL, 20 milligrams QD, X number, Ventolin, 1 puff, PRN, 90 MCG. For your next cardiac physical exam, vital signs on today's visit, blood pressure was 150 over 78, pulse was 81, weight is 180 pounds, height is 5 feet 8 inches, period. Please call and pass number for the exam. Normal physics exam tablet, please include that there was a 2 out of 3 diastolic murmur on a left sternum boner. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. 1. Carotid ultrasound. Study done on November 14, 2012. Showed no significant stenosis of the carotid artery bilaterally. The vertebral flow is anterior grade bilaterally. Next number. 2D echocardiography done on November 14, 2012. Showing low normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 50 to 55%. There is severe constrictive left ventricular hypertrophy and eccentric hypertrophy as well. The left ventricle is mildly dilated. Left atrium is mildly dilated. Persistent left ventricular filling pattern consistent with elevated left LA pressure. There is severe aortic regurgitation and the aortic root is dilated at 3.9 centimeters.
His appointment with Backowitz. He's got it at the end of the month at 8:30.
Okay, thanks. Next number, stress test done on November 14, 2012. Showing moderate size, mild severity, inferior septal and inferior bilateral. So defects consist with ischemia and anterior, very typical of distal left circumflex and or right coronary artery. Next number, lab chemistry, done on January 25, 2012. Showed potassium at 4.9, sodium 144, chloride 109, carbon dioxide 28, NI gap 7, glucose 87, BUN 16, creatine 1.2. Calcium 8.6, magnesium 2.1, total cholesterol is 139, triglycerides 42, HDL 56, LDL 75, white blood cell count is 5.0, hemoglobin is 13.9, and platelet is 222,000. And I want to specialize. Next number, CT. The program I was, pretty same droid, but CT of the head, done on February 11, 2012, with contrast showed no acute intracranial processes. Next number. Cardiac catheterization done on December 7, 2012. Showed that there was no coronary disease obstruction. Status post left heart.
Where are you going?
Catheterization.
Where am I going? Yeah, you going to Dillon now?
I think so, are you?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Period.
We have to.
They always have us go there, yeah.
Catheterization also showed that there was elevated left ventricular and diastolic pressure at 37 millimeters of mercury. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension. On today's visit, blood pressure is 150 over 78. Period. The patient states that he did not take his medications today in the morning. We advise him to continue to take his medication regularly, and we will continue monitoring him closely for any changes in his blood pressure. We also advise him to adhere to a low strict Prior to a strict low salt and low fat diet, and we will reevaluate the patient on the next visit. Third. Next number, dizziness. The patient has been complaining of dizziness for the past 2 days. Now let's visit and recommend the patient to perform a 48-hour Holter monitor in order to exclude any significant arrhythmias that might account for this finding. The results are still pending. The carotid ultrasound duplex study, however, was negative and did not show any significant stenosis. We will follow up with the Holter monitor results in the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly.
I worked with him a little bit, and then I worked with his cousin more.
Coronary disease screening. The patient has multiple risk for coronary disease, and he has been complaining of dizziness and shortness of breath upon exertion. He has recent myocardial surgery on November 14, 2012, showed moderate size, moderate severity, inferior septal and inferior lateral reversal defect consistent of ischemia in the territory atypical of the distal LCX and RCA. Due to his symptoms and his abnormal findings of the cirrhosis, the patient was scheduled for left heart catheterization that was done on that was done on 12.
The prophecy that Muhammad is coming up, he said, like, in the next prophet, his name
7/2012 showed.
You know what? On Faha, too, Abul Qasim, too.
No coronary artery disease or coronary artery obstruction with an increase in left ventricular and diastolic pressure of 37 millimeters of mercury.
Yeah, you'll work with Saad. I think he's a third year. He must be a third year.
Should be coming right.
Well, Saad, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. Oh, maybe you should go, you should do a rotation at Westland. You can hang out with him.
How is he?
Period.
They're all pretty good there, right? So, you know, and they were friendly, you know.
The patient has been scheduled today with Dr. Akowitz, ACIEWICS, on January 31, 2013.
Yeah, bro.
Here's the phone. They're out here, man. You should go, you should always go there.
Who's
the patient? Dr. Baker,
which one? What's the first name?
She's a care.
Do I have valve replacement surgery on his aortic valve due to his aortic regurgitation? Patient. We are to follow up with the patient after the surgery to further evaluate and manage him accordingly. Period. Next number. Failure heart disease. The patient is apparently having failure heart disease that due to results from his 2D echocardiogram, which was done on November 14, 2012, which showed a low to normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 50-55%. Also on the 2D echogram, the patient showed to have severe aortic regurgitation with a left ventricle and right atrial markedly dilated. His aortic root is also dilated at 3.9 centimeters.
The problem is I got in like 3 a.m.
Patient today was scheduled for valvular heart replacement surgery with Dr. Berkowitz. That's BACIEWICS on January 31, 2013. We are to follow up with the patient closely for his progression and we will manage him accordingly. Period. Next number, smoking cessation. Patient has a history of chronic smoking. He is still active smoker, smokes 5 to 10 cigarettes a day. Period. We strongly recommend him to stop smoking. We offer him support in this in the case as he's willing to do so. We will ask him again about his willingness to quit smoking in the next follow-up visit. Patient is also to consult his primary care physician about this matter. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns at any time. We will see him back in our clinic
Yeah, but the tax is paid with the payment.
4 weeks or sooner if necessary. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue to see his primary care physician regarding his continuity of health care. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, MOHMED, NASSER, medical student, dictating for Dr. Meher Elder with all board certifications. I think this is under dictation.